Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
Hey everyone, welcome to the Curious Girl Diaries podcast. I'm Layla London, aka The Curious Girl. Now, just to let you know, this podcast is not suitable for work. It's also not suitable for anybody under 18. But the rest of you consenting adults, let's get ready to talk about my sex life, sex in general, and everything in between in explicit, raunchy, fun detail. All right, here we go. You could just do some old school masturbation, you know, just rocking it with your hand. If it's a cream pie, I really want to see it. I've been getting so into that lately. This last session with him was amazing. This is why it's my go-to fantasy. I'm going to get a lot out of this one. Are you guys starting to understand like what a horny pervert I am? I'm seeing ropes. I'm seeing all these toys everywhere. I'm seeing a comforter to lay on top of the dining room table and a pillow. So I know where this is going. I'm getting on top of the table. I get on the table. He puts these Velcro, like leg strap things, straps them to my thighs on both legs. Hey everyone, welcome to the Curious Girl Diaries podcast. I am Layla. How is everybody doing out there? Happy Tuesday, guys. Yes, it is podcast day. Okay, well, I think I got some fun, hot little topics to talk about today. And as fate would have it, this is an in-bed topic. It's an in-bed recording. That means that the subject is going to be spicy. I love to do my recordings in bed when they're spicy. It's so much better to just to kind of lay back and just really kind of get into telling a story or recounting something, whatever it is that we're going to be doing today. I don't want to give it away too much, but yeah, it's definitely one of those that will come off better when I'm in bed. Well, I think a lot of things would, but definitely this kind of spicy talk. So in case you guys haven't noticed, we are now in March. I usually call March Masturbation Madness Month. Kind of my own little spin on it, but I haven't done anything with that in a few years. I used to do the masturbation challenge where it was, I had to, in March, masturbate every day in March, and then masturbate various ways. I have this theory that it's good to reset your kind of your wiring, kind of the way you fall into patterns. And it actually does work, guys. And if anybody's interested, you should do it. It's super easy. Every week, you just kind of, well, first of all, you have to masturbate every day. And then every week, you can switch up kind of what you want to do. You could just do some old school masturbation, you know, just rocking it with your hand. Then you can have a week where you do have porn, a week where there's no porn. Maybe you're just using toys, different toys, more than one, just a little bit of extra stimulation, not too much. You know what I find is you do get sort of into habits and wired a certain way. And then you're used to having an orgasm a certain way, and you can kind of get stuck in these little masturbation ruts, as I call them. So for me, it was always very helpful just to kind of, when I would do my March Masturbation Madness Month reset, basically, I would take the toys out and then slowly add them back in, because let's face it, those toys, they feel pretty good. And the vibration and the pressure that they're able to apply, it's very hard for a man to do. So you kind of get hooked on that feeling. And you kind of need to just sort of slow it down and kind of play with yourself a little bit. Just get back into that kind of stuff. And the real, like I noticed the real light touches, I sort of have forgotten how nice those are and how actually sensitive you can be just to the, and teased and turned on by just the real light stuff and the slow build and all that. So yeah, it's actually a good thing to do. Now I'm teetering on the edge here. Do I start that again or what, you know, what do I do? But anyway, I have been, I guess this is a long roundabout way of saying I've been masturbating a lot this month already, even though we're not that far into it. I have really been masturbating so far a lot. And oh my God, it's feeling great. And I've been in this mode lately where it's, I'm doing one of two things right now. I'm wanting to watch porn with my masturbation session, kind of make it special. I'm going to watch porn. I'm going to masturbate. It's kind of like you make a big to-do about it. But I've been either doing the porn or going back into my fantasy memory bank. So sometimes I'm pulling fantasies that are just things I would like to do or that sort of will go around my little fantasies then that go around the porn that I'm watching, I guess that would be the best way to put it. And then just the going back over, reliving hot, hot moments that I have experienced as of late. I will get into that in just a minute. But so lately, the porn that I've been kind of gravitating towards is, it's kind of like the, right now I'm into the BBC porn and the cream pies. If it's a cream pie, I really want to see it. I've been getting so into that lately. That's kind of what's just going through my twisted little mind. Something about it. It's like, oof. It's that breeding fetish, I think, with the cream pie porn. You get to see that, all that. And then, yeah, it's just right now that the breeding fetish and kinks and all that, that's kind of like my kink du jour right now. It's the one hitting on all cylinders. Yeah, I absolutely just am into that. So anytime I get to see the cum, and then especially if, because a lot of guys can do this and it's super, super hot. Oh my God. Right now, my favorite is when he comes inside her and then just keeps going, or you see a little bit of it outside of her and then he pushes it back in to her and just keeps going. Oh my gosh. Anytime I see that, oh, yeah, this one guy had a little bit outside of her and most of it was in her, but the stuff that he had outside of her, he kind of like took his dick and kind of like scooped it back up in her. And oh my God, I'm just twisted. Oh, I mean, in the best possible way. I'm not kink shaming my own self. I just think, oh my gosh, if I could sell real estate in my kinky brain, wow, I think everybody would be very happy with their purchase. I think I'm a little twisted at times and it's fun and I love it. Oh my gosh. Yeah. So that, the BBC stuff, the cream pies, and then it gets even worse. I mean, I go off into all kinds of weird little subcategories, but that's kind of the long and short of it. So if I'm not watching that right now, I'm going back on the last time that I was with Cowboy Ann, and we knew that, so my flight was later in the day and we knew we had kind of a good run at fooling around and having a good time in the morning. So he tells me to get in the shower and to take my time and not wash my hair. So I'm like, okay. He knows me so well. I love this. He knew the hair. My hair was wet. That would add to time later that I would need to apply towards our checkout. He was smart because he wanted me to designate that time that I would have been blow drying my hair and blowing it out and all that. And my hair is long and thick, so this takes a while, guys. He wanted that to be solid, good fucking time. Good call, Cowboy Ann. Really good call. Yeah, proud of you for that one. So anyway, so he tells me, get in the shower, take my time. Don't, you know, just wash my body, enjoy myself. Don't rush. And don't wash my hair. So he puts me in the shower with that new toy, that Lovance toy that I've mentioned that he controls with his phone. And it just vibrates inside you. And I got to tell you, that thing really does feel good. Wow. And then when you have that inside you, and then your partner's fucking you with that inside you. Oh, we just wait, guys. We really, this last session with him was amazing. This is why it's my go-to fantasy. I'm going to get a lot out of this one.
Hey, all you true crime fans. This is Mike Ferguson.
And this is Mike Morf.
And we'd like to invite you to listen to our podcast, Criminology.
Launched in 2017, we've covered a variety of strange cases from murders to missing persons. Some of the cases are ones you may not have heard of.
Other cases we cover are some of the most historic in true crime. There are 200 episodes of Criminology available to binge on right now. And new episodes come out every Saturday night.
Subscribe to Criminology today, wherever you listen to your podcast.
So he tells me to go into the shower. I asked him, it was Sunday morning. It was like 10 o'clock. I said, can I have a glass of wine? I would have loved a Bloody Mary. We didn't have any. So I'm deciding I'm really going to make this shower, pre-shower, getting me ready, getting me in the mood experience a good one. So I get in the shower. He brings me some wine. I'm sitting there just enjoying my shower, getting myself all clean while I've got this vibrating thing inside of me, making me feel great. And then I can sort of like, as I'm standing in the shower, obviously I can put my legs together, shift a certain way, put more pressure one way, and I'm getting all this stimulation. I'm sort of kind of like, oof, yeah, on the verge of having an orgasm in the shower. And then who decides to join me after I see him pass by the hallway a few times? So he's definitely up to something in the, it could be the living room, it could be the dining room at this point, I don't know. But since he's moved it out of the bedroom, I'm pretty well versed with him at this point to know that it's going to be something not small. This is not going to be a small, tiny little scene, because he doesn't usually switch rooms unless he's going to be putting quite a bit of effort into it. Not that he doesn't put a lot of effort into everything, but this one was quite elaborate. So he gets in the shower with me. I'm cleaning him, washing him off. Ugh, just putting my hands all over him, which, oh my God, it's so much fun. We haven't had a lot of shower sex as of late, but it always, for a long good run there, that was our thing. I didn't allow him to shower alone. I was in the shower with him every time because I knew I could take advantage of that situation. And he would definitely be fucking me. And doesn't it feel great to have sex with all that warm water? Just, I mean, shower sex is, and then you have the cleanup right there. It's great. It's so efficient. It feels good with the hot water. Just one more thing that kind of adds to an experience. Anyway, I used to always have, we would have sex multiple times a day. And so that I always knew, A, where's a place that he has to be? The shower. He has to be at least once a day. I can catch him in the shower. And if we're naked in the shower, he's going to fuck me. So I knew I could get one good fucking, at least from shower time every day. Are you guys starting to understand like what a horny pervert I am? Oh, yes. Anyhow. Okay. So he joins me in the shower and we're soaping and sudsing and he's not going to fuck me just yet, but he makes me come in the shower with his hand. And also I have that vibrating, again, I have that vibrating thing inside me, which what a great call on his part. That thing just got me so juiced up and warmed up and extra excited. Oh, that was, I love that toy. That's amazing. And we can do that from a distance. I really need to get them as a sponsor because it's a great product. Oh my gosh. Absolutely love that thing. The amount of pressure you feel like right on your G spot. Oh, feels amazing. Anyway. Okay. So I got that thing. He's in there. He pulls me out, dries me off, gets a towel, like dries me off, like tending to me. Oh, I love this shit. This is why I love being submissive. Oh, all the attention's on you. Trust me. It's the way to go. Oh, okay. He pulls me out into the dining room. I'm seeing ropes. I'm seeing all these toys everywhere. I'm seeing a comforter to lay on top of the dining room table and a pillow. So I know where this is going. I'm getting on top of the table. Well, not just that, but first he's doing the ropes on me. So he's making this breast harness with the ropes. Now, why do I love that process so much? Again, it's about the time and attention spent on me. When I'm sitting there and he's doing these ties, even just if it's a simple one or how intricate it is, he's sitting there and he's touching you and he's like measuring the ropes out and the distances and they're on your skin and they're smooth and they actually feel really good. And he'll lay things out as he starts making it and he's checking the tightness and it's the position and then it's right where everything should be as it relates to whatever other body parts it's around. In this instance, it's my boobs. So he's touching, you know, he's touching my boobs and my nipples. And I mean, it feels amazing. And you're standing right there just face to face in front of each other. In this instance, we were standing. A lot of times we'd be in bed and he'd be doing it, but I was standing there and, you know, we're just looking at each other and I'm just touching his skin and smelling him. And oh, I'm telling you, this getting tied up and it's more the prep. I'm more into the prep. It's like, that's the foreplay. That's the slow burn right there. When all that's going on. And my mind is just like, look at all this attention that I'm getting. Look at all the work he's putting in and doing to make this happen. It's fucking phenomenal. So, oh, love it, guys. I absolutely love it. So he's doing all this stuff. And then he starts the ropes for my hands. I get on the table. He puts these Velcro, like leg strap things, straps them to my thighs on both legs. That's where, and they've got loops on them. Some of the ropes are going to go through there. He positions me on the table and starts doing the tie that goes above my head, but puts my hands together, binds them together, pulls them above my head, and then ties that rope to the table legs or wherever he ties it above my head. I can't see at this point. And then he's getting my legs tied up with the ropes, and I'm positioned right at the very end of the table with my heels and my butt pretty much parallel on the edge of the table. I've got my legs, my knees are kind of straight up in the air. But you know what was actually really nice about that as I'm on my back? The ropes pulling towards the edge of the table. So I am like full on locked down, just strapped to this table, praying to God it doesn't collapse. We're in an Airbnb. How the hell would I explain that one? We have this large, I don't know, 8-person dining room table and 8 or 10 or something like that. And it collapses while I'm renting the place. That would not have been a fun conversation. So anyway, it didn't happen. But then he's kissing me and just kind of grabbing me. But I can still see the intent look on his face. He's walking around the table, tightening everything down. You can tell he's in the zone. He's first just making sure everything is as it should be. Okay. I've still got the Love Ents vibrator inside of me. Now he's busting out these like suction nipple clamp things that you put on your nipple, and then you, I guess, almost like a pussy pump. Yeah. So you pump, 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 and it sucks the nipple up into the tube, and it feels really good. I know it sounds weird. Trust me. All this stuff I talk about, literally, if you were to see me, you'd be like, I cannot believe that woman talks about nasty shit like that. Because I don't look nasty. I look like I said, it's the girl next door. It's that neighbor next door. You're like, oh, y'all look, oh, she's there. She is with her dogs again. Oh, she's so cute. You know, like you wouldn't think anything about my nasty, perverted side. Okay. See, I'm getting lost back in this memory. Okay. So I'm on the table. I'm nice and strapped in, and he's got the butt plug in me now, the Love Ents vibrator toy inside me, the nipple clamps fully suctioned onto my nipples. I believe he won't tell me. He did one thing different earlier on in our trip, and I asked him what it was. He says, I'm not going to tell you yet until I know you really like it. Obviously, it's something I'm going to be like, oh my God, I can't believe you did that to me. But whatever he did, basically, it was some sort of pinching or pulling of my labia. That's the best way to describe it. But what I think he did was I think he also put some of those like nipple suckers onto maybe my labia. I don't know. Something, maybe my labia got sucked. I don't, something did. It was a different sensation and it felt really good. So that's going on. And then he takes my vibrator that I love to use. And it's always a battle and I always get some sort of pushback about it. But he's deciding that that's going to be part of the play. Now, I'm happy to see that, not unhappy, but I'm also scared because typically if he uses a vibrator on me, he's going to be forcing a lot of orgasms out of me. It's not supposed to be pleasurable per se. It will be, but it's going to be a little forced and I might get overstimulated. And this is not going to be a relaxing session. And he hasn't done that in a while. And I've thought, oh shit, maybe that's what's coming. So I'm all tied up. He sits down, pulls up a chair. I'm right on the edge of the table. He pulls up a chair, literally like, okay, I'm ready to work. Sits down and is just inspecting his work. And he takes out that vibrator and just starts using it on me, but not in an overstimulating way, in like the perfect way, exactly the way I freaking love it. Oh my gosh. It felt so good with all of that stimulation. I've got the nipple clamps, something clamping on my labia. I don't know what. I'm thinking it's the same thing as the nipple tube suckers. I don't know what we call these. I think he had those on my labia. I've got a butt plug in, that Love Ents, and the vibrator on my clit. I was losing my mind as I'm thrashing around on this table and I'm very tied into position. So I don't have a lot of leeway to move. And as most of us know, when we want to have an orgasm, we kind of need something flexing or something in a certain position. And as I'm tied up there like that, you find for some reason you just need that extra millimeter and you're straining for it. So that's kind of the fun part of that struggle, because what he was doing with all of those sensations at once, oh my God, I was overloaded. I've never felt that combination before. It was so, so pleasurable. I mean, amazing. Absolutely otherworldly. That's when I get into subspace. That's when I'm just floating, because everything at that point becomes hypersensitive and there's all that stimulation. And at first you kind of feel it all separately, but then it's like being on a plane and it takes off and then you just have the sensation of flying. It's not all the, oh, there's a bump. Okay, I feel the acceleration. There's some vibration over here. Metal's kind of chattering a little bit. Now, I mean, it all just hits that one point where it all comes together and you take off. And that's kind of what all of the stimulation separately kind of does. And then it just sort of, boom, kind of, I don't know how to call it, like hits critical mass. And then you just... It's one just big kind of overwhelming wave of pleasure in it. That's how you feel it, is one sensation, super intense sensation. And you just get to sit there and ride that wave. And he's teasing me with the vibrator. And then, he's actually really, mindfully masturbating me. I mean, it's with intention, but the intention is not to drive me fucking bonkers by teasing me. The intention is just all that fucking pleasure on me. Oh my God. That's why any woman in her right mind should want to be doing BDSM. I'm telling you, the sub gets so much out of it. I mean, the dom does too. Don't get me wrong. It is a mutual power exchange. It's even. But I mean, that's the thing. Like, he wants to do this stuff just as much as I need him to do it. Well, what could be better than that? Oh, yeah. What could be better than that in sex? That give and take, just like that. Okay. Back to my scene. Sorry. I know this isn't sounding a lot. Hopefully this is sounding masturbation worthy. It is. It was. Oh, trust me. So then he's been fucking me for a while. And then he starts to do one of the things that absolutely makes me lose my mind. If you do this, I'm going to lose it. I'm absolutely going to lose it. Oh, wait, hold on. The other thing he was doing, I forgot about this. We have to redeem the pussy pump. He was using a pussy pump on me. The first night he used it, I was like, oh my God, it's too intense. But this day, because I'd had all this foreplay, been in the shower with the vibrating. So he starts out, once he's got me all tied up, he's eating my pussy. Then he gets the pussy pump out. Now, the cool thing, like I said, is literally he just sat down in a chair, pulled it up to the edge of the table, and breakfast was served. And it was me. My pussy's just in the right position for him to just like bend down and eat it and play with it, do whatever he wants, stick his fingers in it. I mean, it's his pussy right now. Oh my gosh. So he's eating my pussy, putting his fingers in me. I've got that, I said, butt plug, nipple suckers, something else, the mystery sex toy or the mystery maneuver down on my labia. I don't know. I don't know about that yet. I'd love to know. I'm going to have to find out. I'm going to press him on that. What was it? I think he put those nipple suckers down there. But then he also, before he put the nipple suckers down there, he did the pussy pump again. I did an episode with Kathy Kay. If you guys heard that one, it was me and Y.O. Lee from Sex Stories, Kathy Kay from Strictly Anonymous podcast. And Kathy sent us all pussy pumps and we were trying them out. I didn't like my pussy pump. It wasn't the right size. What I realized is the pussy pump that Cowboy Ann got was smaller. It was more ergonomic for my pussy. This other one was bigger. I don't think it just, it's not about so much the size, but it didn't fit as right on the outside. So you have to really, you know, it needs to be tight and seal correctly so you can actually use the pump. But something about him using the pump on this day just, yeah, added to everything. He was doing that pussy pump for a while, then he stopped. Then he's fucking me with the vibrator on my clit while his dick's inside me with that vibrating toy inside me. I mean, it the butt plug, the nipple suckers. I mean, come on, guys. Losing my mind. So why is this is going to be my go-to fantasy for a long time. The fucking video that goes along with it that he took, hot as fuck. Oh my God. Yes. I know when I'm making different sounds other than regular sex sounds, if the pitch or the tone is off, then you have got me in a completely different zone, which is good. That's not a bad thing. When I hear myself in this more kind of just primal pleasure mode or zone or headspace that he gets me in, the sounds that come out of me are just different. Yeah, they're really good though. Ugh. So he decides to do, again, this one thing, going back to the breeding and the cream pies that I just love, and it makes me like, just seeing it and watching it, this is like visually like how I can just come instantly. So Cowboy Ann and I usually have very long sessions, and he can go. He's good for going for quite a while. So it's not usually a slow, quick thing. No, it's a process. We're going to at least be going for an hour at least. So through all that stimulation, it usually leads him to the point where he's on the edge, ready to come several times. And so he has to back off and so that he does it, so that he can just keep going. But he's edging himself basically with my pussy or whatever he's using, my mouth, whatever he's using at the time. Could be my asshole. So he'll be edging himself. And when the pressure builds up, like really builds up, he can pull out of me and put his dick just like right on the top of my pussy, like right on my strip, right where my pubic hair is, little strip I have, and just come right there, like right on top of my clit, right on the very top of my pussy. It's not an orgasm. It's just, he's letting some pressure out, and it just kind of, it's just kind of like slowly just kind of like rolls out. It's not like an ejaculation where it's forceful and shooting. It just comes out like a little fountain, like you just turned it on, like a lava fountain though, because you know how cum looks like. But have you ever seen it in slow motion just coming right on out of there, like you turn the faucet on? And it just kind of pours out of him and onto me, and it's warm, and oh, it feels really good. It feels super good. And then he just puts his dick back inside me and keeps going. And then he'll pull it out again, and more comes out, and then it's rolling down my stomach, down to my belly button at that point. It's just, and then, you know, sometimes it'll I'll feel it like drip down my sides. I mean, I fucking love this. This gets into my head. Like when I see that happening, I'm like, oh my God. Oh my God. I get fiendish. Number one, I'm like, just scoop that cum up and just push it back inside me. Get it back up in there. Something about that cream pie in you. And then if they can keep fucking you, some guys can do that. Oh my God. I love watching porn that has that element to it as well. Holy shit. That is so fucking hot. If you can just like fill her full of load after load after load and keep fucking her. Oh, that fucks with my head right there. That just gets me crazed. So Cowboy Ann's doing this. He's filling me up before he's filling me up. Well, then we finally get to the end where he just, you would think with all of that cum that came out of him before he comes inside me, that it would steal some of that load. Oh no. Oh no. It was just extra big. Now, I always take pride in this. I don't know why. I take it personally. It's like a badge of honor. If I can make a guy really come loads and loads, and maybe it's not me doing it, probably isn't, but I'm going to take credit for it anyway because it makes my ego feel good. And it's sexy. And I like to think, oh yeah, like I did that. Like I brought that. Look at all that out of him. Just, I turned him on so much. And this is the end result. Well, once I get off that table, holy shit, I'm standing there. And this is why I just like, this is the stuff about sex that I love. I love everything about it. I love the, you know, a lot of people that don't like the mess afterwards. I freaking love that. Where is my cleanup crew? Get down here, clean this up. I mean, yes. When you have a man's cum dripping out of you after you've had a great session with them, there's just nothing like it. It feels so good. It's a turn on in and of itself that usually for me triggers another orgasm. It's just, it's in there. I can feel it. It, I don't know. There's something about the sensation of it and it's very primal and I love that feel. I love the feeling of it being in there, but I stand up and some of it's, and it's just pouring out of me again. I love that sensation too. That's hot. That's just, again, super sexy, super primal. You're like, oh my God, look at what we just did. And it is just, we're both standing there and it's not just rolling down my leg, but it's just kind of falling out of me onto the floor and in massive amounts. And I'm like, holy shit. Like that's the perfect finale right now. That is the perfect ending to this hot, sexy, session we just had. And then when the ropes come off and he relieves that pressure, and then you have the marks on your skin from the ropes. And again, just the way they feel as they're sliding off of you and being pulled off. They're soft. It's just, you're still getting all that attention. It feels amazing. And you got all that cum coming out of you. There's my little dog. She's growling at me. She's ready for breakfast. Well, I have started my day with a great story. I hope this starts your day well, guys. And I hope let's tap into our fantasies. Let's make sure we're utilizing them when we're masturbating. And if you want to share what your best go-to masturbation fantasy is, I would love to hear it. Super easy to do, guys. Leave me a voicemail. You just go to thecuriousgirldiaries.com. And on the homepage, you click on the pink tab on the right-hand side and you can leave me a voicemail. I get back to each and every one of you personally. You have 5 minutes. Let it rip. We can talk about anything and everything that you want. And I just always love hearing from you and getting to know you as well as you know me. All right, everyone. Well, stay happy, stay healthy, stay safe. Mwah, mwah, mwah. Love you guys. Bye.
Thanks so much for listening. And if you like what you hear, refer me to a friend. And make sure you're following me on social media. Also, go to the website, thecuriousgirldiaries.com, and join my subscribers-only list for access to exclusive content. And as usual, questions or comments, you can always email me at curiousgirl@thecuriousgirldiaries.com.